Olivia, not the cream. Don't mess with my man. With Jagged Edge in there too. East Coast Radio. KZN's number one hit music station. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Happy almost middle of the week to you. We'll grasp at any straw that we can possibly find. Also, if you're worried about how you're going to get home today for some reason, just stand outside and you'll get blown back to your house.
Yeah, it's very windy outside. Please be careful. But we are here to keep the calm. Well, not.
Sort of.
Not, because right now we're about to activate the East Coast Drive Big Debate, which I love. I really do enjoy getting into this bag. Stacey?
Well, we're just asking valuable questions. Yeah. Today, the Great Drive Debate is centered around, is SA's high crime rate due to bad policing or societal breakdown and citizen behavior?
Yeah, so basically in South Africa, the world doesn't take us seriously.
Yeah.
We are now being positioned at the 50th place in the Global Safety Index, ranking below countries like Kazakhstan, Ecuador, and Israel. The drop is attributed to the escalating violent crime, political instability, and weakness in governance frameworks. The country's crime index sits at 75.4, placing it among the top five most dangerous nations globally. Locally, cities like Durban, Cape Town, Gqeberha consistently appear on lists of the most violent cities in the world.
So how do we get you? So let's have a look at the latest stats as of the fourth quarter of the 2024-2025 financial year, covering the period from January to March 2025. For your perspective and perusal, murder rate with 5,727 cases reported, averaging 64 murders per day. Sexual offences, which is just shocking, and bearing in mind how many of them don't go reported, 13,452 sexual offences were actually recorded. And housebreaking victims, over 1 million households have been affected in the past year alone.
Yeah, so here's argument number one, right, as we attempt to participate in a conversation around today's Great Drive debate. Is South Africa's high crime rate due to bad policing or societal breakdown and citizen behavior? Argument number one, right? So this is coming from someone whose dad was a captain at a police station, officially retired. He was like the Mkwanazi, guys. My father, he was the guy. He did the things, right? So my dad always told me, I'm not gonna lie to you, my boy, police are under-resourced. We don't have the capacity to do the work that needs to be done. Also under-strained. And as we can see right now, even on TV with the Madlanga Commission, there's lots of corruption. Evidence is weak. SAPS is reactive instead of being proactive. Civil claims against SAPS have reached 67.4 billion rands. That's a lot of money. Showing systematic failure. As I was mentioning, the ad hoc committee on police corruption and also the Madlanga Commission as indicators of the fact that something is wrong within policing in South Africa.
So that's on the one side. On the other side, we have the societal breakdown perspective, right? Yeah. So socioeconomic inequality, unemployment, community disintegration, obviously that's going to fuel crime. We've got some problems here, and that will lend itself to a more crime filled society. Illegal firearms, gang culture, drug networks, all deeply embedded within our communities, local and nationally. Also, many crimes happen in hotspots, suggesting localized social decay. And citizens often don't cooperate with police. Vigilantes doing their own thing. So in the spirit of having a conversation that is genuine and sincere, this is obviously going to be your perspective based on what you know, what you've read, and what you believe to be
what
true.
What you've experienced as well.
Is SA's high crime rate due to bad policing or societal breakdown and ultimately bad citizen behavior? You can give us a call, 087-086-9495, or send us your voice notes, 061-792-9495.
It's My Destiny, Lionel Richie on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. It is officially the Great Drive Debate. Is SA's high crime rate due to bad policing or societal breakdown and citizen behavior? You can call us on 087-086-9495, or you can send us a voice note to 061-792-9495.
Were you about to give out your personal number again?
Yeah, man. You know,
can you keep it together? Can you keep it together?
I'm going to keep it together.
Okay, so this is obviously quite an intense conversation, and you're encouraged to get involved here. Voice notes, phone calls, depending on whether you're at work or in the car, wherever you happen to be, and chime in. On the line from Toti, Adrian, how are you?
How's man, how are you?
Good, good, good. Adrian, where do you land on today's Great Drive Debate?
Look, it's from personal experience. And from what I've witnessed, I mean, I've born and bred in South Africa. I've been here 35 years of my life now.
Yeah.
And look, for me, it stems down from top. If the top government act the way they do, spend the money the way they do, they can't expect the lower economy to act the right way. I mean, these guys are doing what they can to survive. So I'm not saying it's right, but I believe that there's no system in place. They can get away with what they want, they do with what they want, because there's no police force.
So you're testing it mainly to the police, policing being weak and not
doing
what they need to do.
I don't think they're doing it because they can't do it. I think they're doing it because they know they're outnumbered.
Interesting.
The riots we had in Durban, what was it, 2-3 years ago, was a perfect example of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, Adrian, what is the solve here?
I don't know what we do. It's not a quick fix.
Yeah, because
it's definitely something that steps have to be put into place.
Because actually, using the riots from a couple of years ago as an example, I think, as a tangible example, which is very close to the people of this province, it was such a masterclass in disorganized, like, everything. Everything was just all of
how
a sudden.
How law can be dethroned?
No, but like all of a sudden, we had no toilet paper. We had nowhere to turn to. Everybody was watching this on their TV screens going, oh, okay, well, that's unfortunate for KZN. But, like, people didn't realize the extent of it. Obviously, only we did, the ones who were on the ground. And communities coming out to protect themselves. That is, I suppose, the point that you're making in terms of being outnumbered, correct? And the police feeling a little bit, like, overwhelmed. Because what were they supposed to do? Cover the entire province?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm about to call in all the fancy ones who got you a week later.
All right. Thank you so much, Adrian, for your thoughts and your opinion. Again, basing it on his personal experience. On the other side of the line, we have Belinda. Belinda, all the way from Morningside. Welcome to East Coast Drive. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, man, we are good. South Africa's high crime due to bad policing or societal breakdown, according to you, ma'am?
Oh, you know what? I don't want to sound like I'm on the fence, but it's obviously a bit of both, okay?
Yeah.
If there is bad policing, obviously there is, and I can't stand the way they want to be corrupt and they want to take bribes. I would rather than do their job, you know, give me a fine for me doing something wrong, 100%, but don't ask you for the money. No, absolutely not. So is that... So, I, you know what, but it's also not their fault that they like that, because, as you said earlier, they're completely overworked,
and
there's not enough resources, they're underpaid, so yes, they're going to take the bribes and do that kind of thing. So it's just a mix of both, you know?
So you're saying...
Sad, horrible statistics, because we are such a proud nation.
Yeah, man.
And we're still such a wonderful nation, like the best in the world, still.
It's bad.
So it's terrible, those horrible statistics.
So we get you. You're saying it's a combination of bad policing and social breakdown, because they both interact and they both sort of reinforce each other.
Yeah, I would like to think the social thing was actually getting better in this country.
Yeah.
I don't think it's getting worse. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's getting better. We've just become a better nation. I don't know. Maybe I'm just delusional. I don't know. We're actually getting better.
No, well, the thing is, Belinda, I think it's important to, as you said, like, you're actively seeking out the positive. You're going, yes, these things are true. Yes, we live alongside these situations. Yes, this is the reality, but it's not all bad all the time.
No.
And we can't just be like, okay, well, the police are terrible or the people are terrible. We can't just blanket it. There's a lot of good stuff here, but the other. So
I know.
What can we eradicate? What can we do better? I mean, as far as the citizenship part of this conversation is concerned, we do have, as South Africans, the choice, right? So we can do the right thing or we can do the wrong thing. And just to build on what Adrian had mentioned earlier, a lot of people find themselves in a position where maybe they feel, I have no other option than to do this thing, which isn't great.
But I find myself here. The economy is so bad.
Yeah, people,
the economy
people
is so bad that you don't have any money, you haven't got any work, so then it's not right. My God, it's not right. But then that's in the thing, and all that comes into play, because people are stealing to survive, to eat bread, to live.
It's bad.
And I mean, that should not happen. But then there are people in the government that are driving 55 Rolls Royces. Not good.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can't keep complaining about the government doing the bad thing, because everywhere in the world the governments are corrupt.
I know, that's
right. We're not the only ones. It's not pretend we're the only ones. We're not. Everywhere in the whole world they're corrupt. So, you know, I think this negativity is bad for us, obviously, because I just love to just look at the positive, and I sound pathetic, I know, saying that.
And that's a good
on the radio, my family are going to be shouting at me. But this whole proud nation thing, I'm going off the course completely. That's my brother keeps saying that. We have a business, and he wants to keep putting South African name in our business, because he says we are still the proudest nation, and we're still South African, all of us together, you know. Other nationalities have, like, washed out already, you know. They're not even like a proper nation. We're like a proper nation still.
Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of this crime. I don't know how, but let's just get rid of this crime.
Belinda, your thinking is good.
Belinda,
I love
you. So Belinda will be our next president, okay? And at the very least, she's going to be the PR person to the president. She is doing the things. Thank you, Belinda, from Morningside. Thank you very much, and for your optimism as well. We're going
to
get into your news.
I'm so happy to talk to you two, you know.
Oh, shut up, man. We love chatting to you as well.
I'm so glad you found me today.
Oh, man, anytime. Shout out.
So we're going to continue this conversation. It is a tough question to answer. Is SA's high crime rate due to bad policing or societal breakdown and citizen behavior? So we have heard from Adrian, we've heard from Belinda, not necessarily on one side or the other, kind of saying perhaps the one begets the other.
Yeah.
But to hear her thoughts from Durban North. Zandile, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, and you guys?
Good.
Hey, man, we're good. Talk to us about the South African high crime rates. Is it due to bad policing, or are you saying it's society being broken?
I think it's society broken, that police in KZN in particular are doing all they can. However, and it's questioning in the method in which they use to try and mitigate crime with the little resources they have. And unfortunately, we live in a society currently in a country where the head of the household doesn't care what's going on. He seems to be oblivious and not doing anything about it.
Mm.
And ourselves as the community, we also need to be accountable for the little wrong things we see. Do something about it.
Yeah. So, Zandile, listen, when we were having this conversation before the show started, I got in my bag a little bit about how we have to also, as the citizens of this province and of this country, we do need to take some semblance of accountability. We do know right from wrong. So even though we find ourselves in particularly difficult circumstances, you are aware. You know what I mean? And if things are not necessarily going to get better around us, does that mean that we must all then descend into anarchy? Because I can't be the only solve. And the point that you're making here about the police not necessarily having the resources they need, Jay making that point earlier about the underfunding and so on and so forth, you believe that they are trying their best, and that the onus does kind of fall on us, right? If you see something, you got to say something.
Absolutely. Take accountability where you see it and do where you can do something about it. Take ownership.
Take ownership. That's
right.
Our country, yeah.
I like that. That's also going to speak to how we're going to vote in the next local government elections next year. Your voice does matter. Your voice does matter. So please make sure you cast your vote in the right manner. We do have a mashup of your thoughts, though.
Oh, that's Stacey and Mr. Jace. What's happening, guys? Jimbo here. I personally think that there's a breakdown in society. You know, look, I think people of South Africa have become way too soft. I think we need to make all the civilians, we need to take back our country. And I think that's what's going wrong here. Because there's really, really too much crime out here. But like, also, who says crime doesn't pay? Because without it, I wouldn't have a job.
Good afternoon, Stacey and Jace Bull. That's a very good topic for this afternoon. Yes, bad policing is a huge contributing factor, but also our government, they were supposed to be setting an example and leading the people.
For me, I think the top three contributing factors to the high rate of crime in South Africa, that would be unemployment, drugs, and poor policing, you know, because you get someone who's arrested for murder. After 3 months, they are out. In a situation like that, as a family who lost their loved one, what exactly do you do? That's when they take matters into their own hands.
Ooh, different perspective. Different perspective. They're valid, eh?
There's so many of them. And actually, currently on our WhatsApp channel, if you go to WhatsApp, you open updates, search for East Coast Radio, you can find the poll there. We asked the same question. As it stands now, I would say, quick maths.
Yeah.
80%. 80% of respondents suggesting that it's bad policing. Bad policing over poor citizen behavior. And again, this is one of those things where everything is so amalgamated. And after all these years, when we see these stats and we find find out that we as South Africa, guys, we're South Africa, that people are looking at us and we're being demoted and we're like, we are this, we're seen as like this violent people, you know, where nothing is organized and everything is just in peril all the time. And then you live here and you're like, I mean, yes, to a point, but like, we're not terrible human beings.
No, you don't, we're not feel terrible that every people. Day, you know what I mean? But I understand why people would say policing is the big contributor to the high crimes. You know, we all have been to a police station and you don't get the service that you feel like you deserve.
And then to the point that you made...
And that is happening too often than not.
And to the point that you made, you know, is it a case of understaffing, underfunding? Where's the money going? Who's taking the money?
Yeah.
Actually, just to wrap it up with a gentleman named Sean, he suggested that escalating crime has attributed directly to citizen behavior due to parents not being present to properly discipline their kids.
Oh, that's deep.
Parents not being present is directly due to the cost of living as a result of just trying to exist.